You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
the
Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Financial setbacks is forming. Don't judge your faith by your money flow. If money is choked, God is trying to get your attention to go to higher ground. The money isn't your God. The Benjamin or the Lincoln or the Jefferson is not your God. God is God. Many of you, I can give you $300 today and you'll shout, but it only lasts till the $300 is spent.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Yes. Today, Bishop will be teaching from the 42nd Psalm, verses 1 through 8.
With yes comes confidence. And being confident of this very thing, he that began the work is faithful to complete it. Don't you say no when God say yes. Man, I feel like a boxer, man. Go over to God. Knocking the devil out. Look at Jesus. That's right. We knocking the devil out, right? I like it. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. It'll be on the screen in a moment. For those, because those who are led by the yes inside, by the Spirit of God, are the sons of God. Those of us that are led by the no's in our world are not led. The Spirit always says Abba and yes. Thank you, God. Look at verse 15. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, or bondage, a spirit of bondage, or an orphan spirit. The orphan spirit would say, no, you're not one. You're not involved. You don't belong. But don't listen to the voice of the orphan. Listen to the voice of adoption. Thank you, Jesus. But you receive the spirit of sonship. Even if your biological is messed up, you're still a part of the family. You've received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Abba Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. The Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, testifies to your human spirit that's deep inside of you, saying yes to God. God is saying yes, and he wants it echoed inside of you. It's right there, verse 16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. I said, you are God's child. I say, you are God's child. I say, you are God's child, and you are the child of God, and you are his son, and you are his daughter. And no orphan spirit will tell you anything different, and you listen to it. God has not forsaken you ever. Glory to God. You may feel all alone, but you're not forsaken. You may even be cast down, but you're not destroyed. Thank you, Jesus. Let the yes in you rise. I like verse 16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Verse 17. Now, if we are children, look what he does to it. He said, you're an heir. Don't miss your inheritance. The yes will attract the next phase, which is heirship. Now, if you say money is heirship, you're going to miss God. Because if you stick with God, not only will he give you your rightful heirship in the natural, but influence will come with it. And money don't always give you influence. It may give you a license to do what you want, but if you want heirship, you got to stick with God and say yes, because he'll add influence with it and favor. Thank you, Lord. Man, I see something coming. He says, not only heirs, but heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Co-heirs? Whatever Jesus inherited, we inherit too? Absolutely. If indeed we share in his sufferings. Uh-oh! If we share in his suffering, if many men would come after me, this is the way of the kingdom. He must take up cross. Don't you know that I have thorns that I wish I can pluck out of me and give it to someone else? But he allows me to suffer because it bends me in a way to where I'm always digging in the scripture that I can pour into you. Paul said, I wish I could be delivered and go and see him myself. But if I did, it wouldn't be good for you. It wouldn't be good for those who are struggling and don't know what to do with their frustration. So he allows thorns to be placed in some. And some of you are bearing thorns and you've been bearing it for a while. But he allows you to have the thorn as you humble yourself and as you hobble through life, because he's trying to pour life into someone else. If you pull out your thorn, the life won't go to them. And if you suffer, look at the word. In order that we may also share in his glory. The same apostle said the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that will come after you say yes and maintain it. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. One of the reasons why people back away from Christianity, because they never heard the suffering message. Come suffer with me. Ah, Jesus. Come suffer with me. It's not easy. I can't preach to you just the prosperity gospel. But come suffer with me. Come on, bear the burden of it. Come underneath the burden. Come with Jesus. The sufferings doesn't compare to the glory that will be revealed. Except the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it will produce much more. And that's what God wants, is the next phase of production. So there are several things that I believe God wanted me to give you. No thing foreign will prosper. Say, no thing.
No
thing. Form will prosper. The first thing that I see, doubt has been forming. Doubt about your future. But I decree and declare, no thing form will prosper. The second thing that has been forming around you is fear. And it's beginning to dictate to you and speak to you. Fear will always accompany us, but never allow fear to become your teacher. Third thing that I see forming is insecurity. Insecurity is forming around you, but no thing form shall prosper. I speak sonship to you, and insecurity has to die. Say yes to sonship and not yes to insecurity. Thank you, Lord. The fourth thing that I see forming is anger. Anger is forming, but no thing forming shall prosper. The scripture even say anger, but don't take it too far. Anger can push you into a new zone. Anger can push you into entrepreneurship. Anger can push you into greater levels of increase, but don't sin with anger. If you're angry with your child, you can correct them, but you don't abuse them when you're angry. You don't beat them to an inch of their life. You don't curse them out and tell them they're going to be like their daddy. I see anger forming, but it will not prosper. Number five, I see embarrassment forming. I'm speaking to it. It's forming in the atmosphere. Total embarrassment. But God told me to tell you, don't say yes to embarrassment. Say yes to the Lord. God can cause you, I don't care what happened, to rise above any embarrassing situation. Thank you, Jesus. Number six, I see rejection forming against you. I see rejection forming. A spirit of rejection forming, but it will not prosper. Don't say yes to rejection. Say yes to acceptance. And rejection won't prosper in your life. It will not have its intended end. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I see envy forming. That means people are looking at what you have and they wish they had it. It's forming, but it will not prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, even when they look at you and speak against you, God says, I'm going to cause you to rise up like the phoenix out of the ash. No devil formed against you. No demonic scheme will prosper. Thank you, Jesus. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Number eight, strife is forming. Don't let it prosper. Say yes to SOS, not to strife. Stomp it out. Stomp out strife. Don't add fuel to the fire. I say stomp it out. When you start seeing flickers of strife, stomp it out, because it can turn into a forest fire. Kill it before it becomes a blaze. Don't let it form and allow it to prosper. Some of us are allowing it to form and allowing it to prosper. Say yes to the stomping out of strife. God will bless you. Are you still there? The Lord spoke to me, jealousy is forming. And I'm speaking to young people even now, and some of us, God has given you beauty. Glory to God. He's giving you beauty. Glory to God. And there are people who are jealous of it. They're jealous of where you live. They're jealous how you flow. They're jealous of what you're driving. They're jealous of what's happening. Don't allow it to prosper in your life. Don't cause it to change your patterns. Don't allow it to change your patterns. Keep being who you are. Say yes to the man or the woman that God made you, and no to the spirit of jealousy. You can't correct it anyway. The Bible says it is as cruel as the grave. Thank you, Jesus. That means if you put a casket on a dead body, the body cannot unlock the casket. And if a person is coffined with jealousy, they can't be free from it unless God opens it up. So why would I worry about you if you're jealous of me? I can't give you that kind of power in my life that when you look at me, you start shifting. You better get your head together. Tell your soul, soul, get yourself. Get your jealous self. Man, I'm eradicating demons. Man, I heard a lady say our artificial intelligence has always been to us, and false prophets and false stuff that's going on. Demons are false intelligence, artificial intelligence. I was like, my God, demon means intellect, the demonic. Artificial intelligence has always been here. Now you're concerned about a computer developing it. You got demons speaking into your ears. Sounding familiar like it's God. Thank you, Jesus. The spirit is jealous of what God is doing in your life. Don't allow artificial intelligence in the form of demonic voices to speak to you. Jealous of what God is doing in you, trying to derail you. Can somebody say amen? I ain't done yet. I see abandonment formed against you. Abandonment. That means somebody got the resources and they refuse to sow. To make sure you have what you need and leave you alone. I come against that spirit in Jesus' name. It will not prosper. Thank you, Jesus. You say, well, why is he mad? Because I'm coming at the artificial intelligence. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to the devil. Let me tell you something. When you call the devil's name out, he looks. You can say, yes, I don't know what it is. I don't know. The devil keeps working the scheme. But if you say artificial intelligence, demonic influence, the demonic influence, look, whoa, you call my name and they lose their grip. Let go of your crystals. Let go of your charms. Let go of your Ouija boards and your horoscopes. You are opening the doors to demonic influences that's pulling you away. Let go of your societies. It's pulling you away. It's dividing you. I don't want to go to church. I got my sisterhood, my brotherhood. I don't need all that. You got to watch the voices. The spirit is jealous of what God is doing in you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Look at your own life. You can associate here and back away from God. Don't let nothing pull you away from God. We all have problems. We all go through issues. But keep your love for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Number 11, delays are forming. That means you've been believing God for a while and you haven't seen it. But it will not prosper. No thing form will prosper. Remember, he makes all things beautiful in his time. Number 13, death is forming. But the Bible says in the same book of Romans 8, death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor principalities, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Don't allow a death of a loved one to cause you to doubt your love for Jesus. Thank you, God. Well, God, you took my auntie, you took my grandmother, you took my father or my mother, and if you were real, I would believe. Well, get that out of your mind. That's fear speaking to you, or some demonic force. God is God. Life is in his hands. That's why we worship him. He holds our future. And life is worth the living. Just because he lives. For some of you, it has been sickness that's forming. But it will not prosper. Say it will not prosper. Say yes to healing and no to sickness. Thank you, Jesus. Financial setbacks is forming. Don't judge your faith by your money flow. If money is choked, God is trying to get your attention to go to higher ground. The money isn't your God. The Benjamin or the Lincoln or the Jefferson is not your God. God is God. Many of you, I can give you $300 today and you'll shout, but it only lasts till the $300 is spent. God wants you to stop going for happiness and go for some joy. For it is the joy of the Lord that's our strength. Money will bring you happiness. But those that have it will tell you it came by your love. Number 16, I'm almost done. This is going to hurt. Somebody's about to experience loss of employment, but it's formed. It will not prosper. God is going to give you a better job. When you get the news, I don't want you to cry. Because it's formed, but it won't prosper. God is going to get something better to you. Do you believe it? Yes. Can the church say yes?
Yes?
Thank you, Jesus. Sometime the enemy will disrupt the flow, but he cannot block the flow. I'm just giving it to you as he's giving it to me. This is going to hurt. Sometime prosperity is formed against you. The more you prosper, the more you have confidence in it, and you lose confidence in God. The enemy will let you hit it, so you'll take your confidence from the Lord and be broke the next year because you never learned to work with your own budget. I rebuke you in Jesus' name to want prosperity without God. To want to prosper and have it all together, but you don't want to submit to the Lord. You don't bend for nobody. You won't break for nobody because money is flowing. Money can't buy love. Prosperity don't mean you're whole. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm almost done. Confinement is forming, which means you feel boxed in. This is not prison. I'm talking about compartmentalized, departmentalized in your own soul. It's formed, but it will not prosper. James said it is to be double-minded. Thank you, Jesus. You're unstable in all of your ways. That's what you will see. If you ever become two-souled, other things will start unfurling. Watch that confinement. It's double soul. It is when the enemy is able to put a barrier between your mind. Number 19 is bondages. They're formed, but they're not meant to prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Rebuke shackles on your feet in the name of the Lord. When I call for prayer, you come to the altar. Especially if you're in bondages. Some people are in bondages, I see it, to prescription drugs or to pills. In this room right now, pills. I want you to see yourself being set free from it in the name of Jesus. Say yes to freedom and not yes to your pill. We rebuke the ones that go to jail because they sell crack. But watch this. God wants you to be free in your secret society. Thank you, Lord. Number 20, and this is it. Any creature form will not prosper. Creature, that which it doesn't have human form. It is the entity behind human form. I decree it will not prosper. The entity will not prosper. The entity will not prosper. The thing sent from the enemy will not prosper. In Isaiah 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Verse 8 says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, yes, here am I. Send me. I will go. Here am I, Lord. Lord, send me. Here am I. Oh, Lord, send me. I heard a voice of Jesus calling, saying, who will go for us today? So here am I. Lord, send me. Here am I, O Lord, send me. Do you have a yes in your heart?
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to pray in a moment that the yes, that eternal part that God put in you, the yes on everything in you and around you, is saying no, that you will grab it and bring it and unite it with the word. You will overcome and find yourself prospering and having good success. Meditating on the word, mixing it with your yes. You will prosper and have good success. Hallelujah.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, yes, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2307-3008. That's reference number 2307-3008.
Awaken women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Revealed International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Session on Saturday, August 19th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. Trim Nation will hold auditions for announcers to serve as the voice for various on-air and screen broadcasts. Candidates must possess a strong, distinct voice that can enunciate and enunciate clearly, accurately, and project to a large audience. Strong verbal communication and public speaking skills with the flexibility to attend recording schedules are required. Email trimcompro@gmail.com for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows, ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.